Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Oh my God, I missed being with you last week, but it would have been really tough coming out of Manchester, England, right in the middle of the show. So, you know, they run them a little differently than they do over here. And I think it's always nice to have Nadia, so you mix it up a little bit and get her perspective on things. I know you love her because you write me about it, but boy, did I miss you. Feel like I haven't been back with you in like weeks, and it's just been too. Anyway, I've got some pretty amazing information for you today, so I'm going to dive right in. There is a lot going on, guys. You can feel it in the air. You can feel it in the energy. It feels frenetic. It feels unfocused. But what it is expanding. It's expansion. That's what you're feeling. It's, okay, the words they just gave me, it's energy waking up. Energy waking up. So I want to ask all of you to make sure you're here at the top of the show for the next few weeks, because for the next 13 weeks, I'm going to be discussing one a week, in summary, of course, the laws of creation that are laid down by Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich. I just keep hearing from you about money and limitation, okay? Doing the work isn't getting by, guys. It's getting by isn't what it's about. Knowing that you have more than enough and being in gratitude for what you have is what it's about. Now, some people have more than enough, like me, and when they get calls about their mortgage, they go into their little girl memory of there's not enough, which doesn't apply to where they are at all right now. So the other part of that is, oh, I'm not going to look, I'm not going to be conscious, I'm not going to be aware of what I have, I'm going to kid myself, and it'll just be there. That's not how it happens either. So I would strongly recommend that you all get this book. It's the book of all books around creating money and wealth in your life in every subject. And so we're going to do that. But what I want to start with today is, in this community, we know and we believe that we're God and God is us. I don't know. I'm hearing something in the background, but I guess it'll go away. Yes.
I don't normally interrupt, but I would like to say that I am reading Think and Grow Rich, and I just started chapter 6, and it's an amazing book.
Oh,
I highly recommend
it, Stephen. We hadn't even talked about it. I'm telling you, if you read it and you implement what they say, what he says to do, things change. It expands you. Just do it. Just do it. So anyway, I'm asking everybody to be here at the beginning of every show now so you don't miss stuff. Okay, so in this community, we believe I am God and God is me. So if you abandon yourself in any way, if you don't come through for yourself, if you don't take the steps to know what you want, write it down, be clear about it, feel into it, you're abandoning yourself. And if you're abandoning yourself, then God has to abandon you also. If you're going into negativity, God has to go into negativity with you. Do you understand? That's the way it works. God, which in our definition of God, let's use the word creative force, is all thought, all possibility, and all space in between. It's everything. You have to take that everything, decide what you want, direct it, focus it, feel into it, hold that focus consistently until you get it. So if you think God has abandoned you, you've already abandoned yourself, guys, because you and the God energy, the creative force energy, creation of everything energy, is one. You work in harmony and in tandem together. So, anytime you think that God has abandoned you, or you abandon yourself by not doing what you know you need to do, puts you out of the power of creation. And it takes you into this is why I can't, which is totally the wrong focus. If you have a dis-ease, cancer is very prevalent in our psyches today. If you keep saying, I have cancer, I have cancer, I have cancer, that's not the true state of your beingness. The true state of your beingness is that your wellness. So while you are dealing on the cancer physically on this plane, energetically you are feeling into the state and the joy of wellness. You are saying, I am the God of me that is wellness. Otherwise, you're abandoning yourself. And then the creative force cannot work with you towards your wellness, but it will work with you towards your cancer. Focus, talk, claim, think, feel about only what you want. Again, do not look at the reality. Reality in this moment has nothing to do with your future creation. I'm going to say that till I'm blue in the face. The reality of where you are right now has nothing to do with your future creation. Where you hold your feeling, your desire, and your focus creates the future. There is no struggle in creation. There is action in creation. But most of us define action as struggling past some horrible thing that has taken us over so that we can feel the importance of overcoming it, which makes us remember that we're God. You don't have to do it that way. I am the God of easy creation. That doesn't mean I don't take steps to get done what I need to do. That doesn't mean I don't play in my imagination, which is the most fertile breeding ground of creation that I have. So, again, for the next few weeks, we're going to go over the principles that Napoleon Hill presents in his book, Think and Grow Rich. And the first one is desire. So everybody get a piece of paper and a pencil. Grab anything. so you can make a few notes here. Okay. By the way, if you want to talk to the channel, press 1 right now. If you've already pressed it, don't press it again so that Stephen can get you in the lineup. Okay, desire. This is what you're going to do this week. I want you to choose a definite goal, financial goal. Pick a financial goal that you feel is attainable. And I want us all to make a commitment that we are putting all our energy there into that goal. Put all your willpower and put all your effort into achieving that goal. Be willing to start anywhere. Be willing to do anything to achieve that goal. What do I have to do? Where do I have to start? What do I have to do? Where do I have to start? And you must be willing to cut all possibilities of any kind of a retreat back into, oh, I can't, I'm not going to. The first thing you learn when you become a successful actor as you start the negotiating process is that you better be willing to lose the job. Otherwise, you cannot deal effectively with power. Now, here's the 6 steps how desire for riches can be transformed into its financial equivalent. 1, fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire and feel into what you think is possible. You can always change it. You can always expand it. But right now, write down the amount that you want that you think is attainable. 2, determine exactly what you intend to give in return. And this is resigive. This is what I call resigive. This receiving and giving is a circle, guys. Most people think it's 2 separate acts. I give, and then from someplace else I receive. No, it's a circle. Giving and receiving are happening constantly, all the time, at the same time. So what are you intending to give in return? For example, I know on the webinar Wednesday night, I know that I intend to bring in new information that none of us have ever gotten before. I know that I'm going to give 100% in the preparation of that webinar and in the 2 hours that I spend with you. I know that my intention is to expand all of us, unite all of us, clarify information for all of us. That's what I'm giving in the exchange of your $40. What are you giving for the money that you want to bring into your life? 3, make a definite date you're going to receive it by. Again, if you say $1 million by tomorrow, you're not really playing on your own side. Okay? This is what I want. This is the time frame I really believe. I'm open to all possibilities. I'm open to making a lot more than this in this time frame, but this is the time frame right now I feel in harmony with this amount of money. So you got those 3 things so far? 4, create a definite plan. How am I going to do it? Right? In my life, am I going to write another book? Am I going to create more speaking events? Am I going to create more joint ventures? I've got to sit down and make a plan so that I and the universe have a plan of how to work together to do this. 5, write it out. write out a clear and concise statement. I am creating, having this amount of money by this time, doing and giving blah, blah, blah. Write out a clear and concise statement and make sure everything's in there that you want. Number six, read it out loud in the morning and at night. And when you're reading it, see it, visualize it, feel it. Believe you already have it. In other words, be an actress. Play pretend. And don't tell me you don't know how to do that. You were all kids. You all did it half your life. You played pretend. Right now, you're playing pretend like you don't have enough. Not the game we want to play, right? Okay. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. Determine exactly what you intend to give in return. Make a definite date that you will have created this by. Write out a clear, concise statement. Read it aloud every morning and every night as you're seeing and feeling and believing you already have it. Okay, can I go to the calls? All righty. Well, no, I'm not going to go to the calls yet because I want to remind you that this Wednesday, where I'm giving a lot to you, the webinar is on being switched. I think you don't understand, possibly because I certainly didn't, how important this is. I just started playing around with it because so many people I were doing private sessions with would be switched at the beginning of this session. So they want you to know that if you're switched, you're out of balance. And your energy is not protected if you're out of balance. Your immune system is compromised if you're out of balance. Your creation ability is compromised if you're out of balance. And that's why it's so important to understand what being switched is, how to get yourself back into balance from being switched. So we're just going to explore. I mean, they've given you a lot of information already. And they're saying, you know, cancer. Cancer happens when your energy is switched for, hold on, this is just coming in, an extended period of time. And then the fear of the cancer keeps you switched. So you're still not bringing yourself out of balance. Financially, you can't create more money if you're switched. What happens is you have a hit from something fearful or emotional. That switches your energy. That cuts down your creation, and that puts you in more fear and limitation, which continues to create you being switched. So it really is about wellness in every subject of our life. And one of the easiest ways that they want to give you today to unswitch yourself is laugh. Now, you got to choose to laugh when you're feeling like you don't want to. That's where your power of creation comes in. Okay, so I hope you join us Wednesday night. Sign up at imdwallace.com. They're always amazing nights, I guarantee you that. Creation Station, we have one spot left because somebody had to drop out for personal reasons. That complete training of our training, of our creation training is August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. It's $600 for the whole weekend. Breakfast and lunch is included. You can bring your sleeping bags and sleep here. I warn you, people snore. If that bothers you, get a room. And there are payment plans available. We have a brand new selection of pendulums also for those of you that have emailed, because we sold out of the others. All right, now I'm going to the calls. We're going to start with Susan. Yeah, hi, honey, you're on.
I knew you'd start with me. I want to say thank you, Dee, for that tough love letter that you sent back with my – you hit me on the – I was switched.
That's a true statement. That's a true statement, Susan.
I was switched. I am not switched now. I know that I am the God that creates my reality, and I am paying for the webinar because I know that the money – that I need for everything that I want, including Creation Station, my dear, is already there.
Okay, now, Susan, I want to know, I want you to know, and go over what I just gave you about making a plan. Because just to say it isn't enough, guys. You have to take action. Okay? I'm not going to be hired as an actress if I never go out and meet people and audition and get jobs so that they know I can act. You have to take action, but you have to take action from the emotional place of joy and love, not the place that so many of us take action from, which is
fear.
Well, fear, and I've got to push it. I've got to make it. I've got to make it happen, right? That's not
right.
It either. Okay. Good, Susan. I'm glad you got it.
I do have a plan. In fact, I've been working on it lately, and I'm going to be selling things. I'm making the money. I see the money already there.
Well, Susan, you're a beautiful artist. There's no reason that you shouldn't make some money.
I'm making money in all kinds of different ways. It's happening.
Okay, good. So now take action. That's great.
I am.
Okay,
I love you.
Good lesson
so much
for everybody. You bet, sweetheart. Thanks for that acknowledgement. Because we don't want to kid ourselves, guys. That's not what I'm talking about. Putting your head in the sand and going, oh, I'm wealthy. I have this much money. No, what we're doing is we are training our brain to accept the new possibility and create that possibility and allow the universe to come in and help us create it in the most amazing freaking way possible. Okay, Miss Susie in Texas, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to talk with you.
Me too, you.
Okay. So this is funny. The other night I had a dream where your name was upside down on a card, and that's all I remember. I'm like, okay, I have to call in on Sunday.
That's being switched.
That makes sense.
And when I say your energy's upside down, I get a yes. I don't know what that means. So let's find out together, Susie. See, they start the webinars before we ever get to Wednesday night. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Okay, Road to Shambhala.
Okay, what's it about in one sentence?
Heaven on earth.
Okay. Now they're showing me, I can't even remember which episode it was, of that Johnny Depp series where he's...
Oh, the pirate one?
Yeah. And there was one where literally they had to turn upside down in the ocean to get back to the balance of the real world. When I saw that, of course, most people are going, oh, that's a cool special effect. I almost jumped out of my seat because of what it meant in the context of our work.
Yeah.
So so they're saying to you, they want to talk about struggle because that's what it's representing. Okay, that you have a belief that you have to struggle in order to get to heaven, the heaven on earth, the peace. And isn't that an oxymoron? But guys, we all believe that. On the physical plane, we, almost all of us, believe that we have to struggle some point in order to create the beingness of heaven here, the peace, the joy, the love. It's an oxymoron. It's the opposite of what we want. So can we have a plan? Can we take action from that place of knowing instead of that place of struggle? So
okay,
when I heard,
like that.
Yeah, for example, and do you know which parts of your life they're referring to?
Well, probably everything. We just moved again, and so that I think that switched me, and so a lot of things have kind of gone awry.
Okay, so also, guys, when you get switched, your chakras close.
Yes.
Yours are closed right now, Susie, so open them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, that was easy, wasn't it? You see how easy it is? But you've got to be conscious and aware. So when you're feeling off, when life isn't going smoothly, when the shit's hitting the fan, be conscious enough, turn it around so that the shift hits the fan. And I just got that program out. You know, I haven't done that program in, I think, 10 years. And I think I'm going to roll out that program again. It's such a powerful program. Let the shift hit the fan. Okay, so you got your message. You know what to do, right?
Yes. I do know.
Well, that
what to
didn't
do.
Sound very positive, Susie.
No, I know. You know what? I feel discombobulated.
Because you're switched. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. And I feel like I've got emotion I haven't been releasing. I've just been kind of trying to move forward without honoring what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like pushing against a wall that's not going to move.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Like, so, I just need to honor that little girl inside that's kind of going, oh, my God. You know,
exactly. And tell her you're going to take care of her.
Yeah.
Tell her you're in charge. You're going to make sure everything's okay. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So start laughing, Susie. Just start laughing.
Okay.
Some more. Come on.
I actually drew that card last night. Laugh. That was an angel card I drew.
Okay. That shows you how. And did you? Did you start laughing when you got that card?
You know what? I'm not sure if in that moment, but I love to laugh. So like that's one of my favorite things on the planet is having fun and laughing.
Well, that just unswitched you. You're unswitched now.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So
now open your chakras,
okay,
and you're good to go. Thank you for bringing in all that. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye.
All right, you guys, come on. Be conscious. Be aware. Miss Katie in Reno, you're on.
Whoa. Hi, Dee. I love you so much.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah, hi. Oh, my God, I've been buying your webinars like crazy, and it's you can't put money value on what you're giving. I'm just so grateful. I was just walking with my dog and thinking, what question can I ask Dee? And every question, I just kept receiving answers from my channel. And
yes,
it's just, I was like, that's cool. That works for me. But by now, there's only one thing I would like to have some support, maybe. Balancing myself with my dog, because I've been putting it off, but I just feel so resistant towards her. She's like defying me in all levels. She's destroying everything that I create, like flowers. Like she knows exactly what to go and destroy.
Oh, sure. And let me tell you guys, it is my knowing that our animals come forward, teach us what we need to bring into alignment within ourselves. So
yes.
There's something in your energy. Okay, I think we're going to a core belief. Something in your energy that likes to defy other energy. It's definitely your little girl here. Yeah, okay. And it comes from her fear that she'll never be good enough. And so she says, by God, I am good enough. I'll show you who's in charge.
I hope she would have that because she's been so suppressed. But
yeah,
I would like it to be more harmonious way. Yes.
Exactly. So oftentimes people who are suppressed are the people who lash out at the world. You know that from watching the news. People who have been bullied. People who weren't respected when they were little. People who were told, sit down, shut up, do it our way. So what was your childhood, Katie? What was your message about being powerful in the world?
I'm not allowed to be powerful. We were lowly people who were supposed to sit down and shut up, and that was just the vibe we lived in.
Yeah. Well, your dog is going, and she's inviting you to let it out, but not in the way that she is. So that's the big gift to you, guys. If we're going to be powerful and choose to be powerful and claim our power in the world, we do it through love. We do it through peace. Think of Mother Teresa. Think of Gandhi. That's true power. Your dog is showing you what force looks like. And your little girl believes that if she's powerful, she has to be forceful. And forceful is a negative to her.
Mm.
And true, not how we want to demonstrate our power.
Mm. Okay.
On a more physical plane, they're inviting you to get a good trainer. One or two times, and a good trainer can bring her out of these bad habits.
Okay.
Instead of making you go through the struggle of trying to contain her.
Okay. Cool. Yes, I wanted to share a visual I got from working with. The package I got was for most important decision you ever made.
Yeah.
And it was like being transported from hell, but not in heaven, but into playpen with a sign on it that said, God's at play. It's just so cool. Every time.
Oh, I love
it. I feel like, again, I'm in hell. All I need to is remember I'm in those little, you know, balls that kids play in. And it's just God at play, and we're all equal, and we're just playing, and it just makes me feel, you know, very little and happy.
And it brings
you
back, and it unswitches you, Katie, when you do that.
I can feel that. I can.
Yeah.
It's like elevated, bam, on the 100th floor from, I don't know,
I love
minus
it.
100.
I just,
thank you so
I
much,
love
Steve.
That visual. That's great. Thanks for sharing that with us. God's at play. Oh my God, you guys. That's awesome. Okay, Donna in California, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Dee. Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi. So I have a question. I got on the internet to meet someone, and I met a fellow in my town. I'm 64, he's 76. His name is Neil. We seem to have a lot in common. He's never had kids, never married, and neither have I. However, I would like to get married one day. So, anyways, he's in Europe right now. He's with a group that sing in the choir, and he's going to several churches, and they're going to be playing the churches. And then he'll be back, and he said he would call me, and we would get together. Do you see this happening? And something,
yeah, okay.
You know, with him
so
and
Donna,
I?
Donna. It doesn't matter whether I see it happening. You have to get over, guys, this thing of things are planned out and can you see it happening? The question is, can you see it happening? Did you hear the first part of the show?
Yes, yes.
All right, you sit down and do that with relationships. What
okay.
do you want? Write out exactly what you want. Whether it's with this guy or another guy, you write out exactly what you want, and I am married, and by what date, and with what kind of a guy, and what kind of a relationship you want. Make sure you've got health and wellness in there. You've got financial stability in there. Right? Write out what you want. Exactly when you're going to get it, and read it every morning and every night with feeling. Because
okay.
if I see it and you don't, I guarantee you I'm seeing the possibility. And anybody that reads for you guys, anybody that reads for you are seeing the possibilities available to you. What possibility you bring in is up to you.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah, definitely.
If you want
yeah.
this guy or a guy, start creating it. Don't wait. Don't wait to see how it works out. Create
right.
what you want working out, Donna, okay?
Yes, I'll do that.
I'm telling you, I've done this with a lot of relationships. And sometimes I get into a relationship and I go, oh, well, there's a part that I didn't ask for. I forgot to ask for blah, blah, blah. So that's why I'm saying make sure you write down the whole picture. And you certainly want to bring in somebody that's healthy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what age. Everybody in my family, every single woman in my family was pretty darn healthy until they left. You don't have to be sick to leave, guys. You just have to decide it's time. So let's all come together now and go, it's my intention to be healthy and happy and financially abundant until I decide to make my transition. And I decide. And that's the way it is. Okay?
Yes.
All right. You can do this.
Well, thank you, Dee.
Let us know when it all transpires. I'll send you a wedding card.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay. Imla in Connecticut is... Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What a pretty name, Imla. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's very it's Indian, but not many Amlas in the Indian culture as well. So
so it's Amla. Amla.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What can we do for you, baby?
Was questioning. Basically, can you tap into maybe channeling what the angels are saying for me? I just kind of like general because I feel really good about myself. Cleaned out the closet. Cleaned out everything. Literally,
great.
Like, as in physically, in my bedroom, everything is cleared out. Threw away stuff.
That is really great for your energy.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, how long have you been in the community?
What do you mean, in the community?
Well, how long have you been listening to the shows or calling in or listening to the webinars?
I'm somewhat new to this.
Okay, good. I thought from the way you presented your question that you were. And what I want to explain to you is in this community, from this channel of mine, again, I'm God, God is me. I'm the angels are me. We're all the same energy working together. And
right.
According to the I Am principle, God, the angels, the creative force, only answer what your choice and direction is, my love.
Okay.
So
yes.
You got to choose, you got to direct, you've got to hold your focus, you've got to feel good about it, and then the universe answers that. If you're focused
right.
on illness, the energy will lovingly give you the best illness it can. If you
right.
are focused on wellness, the energy will lovingly give you the best wellness it can.
Right. Yes, that makes sense.
We are here to know that we are in charge of the choice of our own creation.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They're taking me to a core belief. Hold on, this page here,
okay.
22. When I'm loved, I'm depressed. Now, what... Yeah, what that means is, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm okay. listening very
okay,
intently.
It sounded like I lost you. So what that, this dovetails back into the conversation about struggle.
Right. Okay.
We all want to be loved, and there's a deep-seated belief that we're not worthy of the love we want for no reason.
Right.
I'm going to your mother. What did your mother teach you when you were little about unconditional love?
You have to give, and I'm changing that belief system slowly but surely, but the core belief, to answer your question, is you have to give everything you've got, and even if you... Unconditional love is giving everything you've got, even if you're, like, giving your soul out to the world. It's
yeah.
like, it's very, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, and that's pretty yes. depressing, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So we're also taught that in order to be loved, we have to give love. So you put
right.
those things together for you from your childhood, and...
Right.
It's, I have to give my soul away whenever I love somebody. I have to totally give myself up, and that's depressing, but that's the only way
right.
I can be loved.
Right, and that was what I grew up with, and now I'm totally switching that. I feel
Good.
It in my body because universe, as you were talking about with the other callers, it provides exactly, it's in alignment exactly where you're at, whether you're conscious of it or not. And in the last year, I'm not kidding you, I was put into situations, universe, both of us, whatever. I was choosing, making those choices, putting myself into situations where I was saying no, and with slamming my foot down on the floor. No means I am not going to put up with you treating me disrespectfully in order to gain respect. I want to
okay,
give you respect because you earned it. Yeah. So
now know that you can quietly and consistently know that you are respected, that
yeah.
whenever there is the exchange, the recipe of love, it's in a balanced, harmonious way.
Yes.
You know, don't have
yes.
to stomp your foot. You just have to stand there with an open heart and know what you want.
Exactly, and I feel
oh,
that
okay.
so. I really
right.
do. Even when you just say those words, it's beautiful. My heart just completely expanded.
It is.
And,
it is. It's a beautiful state. Knowing
yes.
is a beautiful state, guys, because it takes away all our struggle, okay?
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Welcome to the community, baby cakes.
Thank you so much. I want to keep on listening.
I hope so, because you brought in a really big piece of information there. We need you here. Because, you know, guys, we do this together. We all do this together. Paula in California, you're on.
Hey, the last caller totally resonated with me because I'm going through this thing at work. You know, I'm trying to get, like, for the work I do and to have the job title match. And so I'm like, I want to do this in a unswitched way and, you know, from a place of love.
Okay, from a balanced place.
Yeah.
You want to do this from a place of balance and love. Yes.
Yeah. And have it happen, of course, you know.
Okay, so I would suggest that's your desire that we worked on at the first of the show. Write
mm-hmm.
down that desire. Write down exactly what it is you want, what you're willing to give to attain that. By when you want, just go down those steps that I gave you with this desire.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Okay, now
yeah.
there's one piece of information for alignment they want to give you. Hold on, sheets, book. We're going to a play. Okay, there's a part of you, Paula, that doesn't think this is possible. And again, we're going to your little girl. So what part of getting this do you think isn't possible? And you do know. Go ahead.
There's always disappointment. That when I really truly underneath want something, I don't get it.
Okay. Can you remember that as a little girl?
I do. I remember, but I can't remember exactly what because it was multiple times.
Doesn't matter. Your little girl is afraid to step out with you because she'll be disappointed. So better to try and hold you back and protect you.
Yeah.
You have to reschool her. You're the adult here, okay? And you've got to say, look, you know, we've been doing this for a really long time. We're not doing this anymore. Better to step out and be bold and go for it. If we get disappointed, we'll deal with it, we'll recreate, and we'll create again so we're not.
Right.
Now, the next step after that is to create the disappointment not even being in your claim. But you've got
right.
to reason with your little girl. Right now, do you understand putting herself out there and this fear of disappointment is like getting a deadly disease?
Yeah. And I'm going to put myself out there because I'm like done with this, you know, constant, you know, just hiding all the time.
Okay, but I want you to before you put it out there, Paula, you want to get yourself in alignment with the love and the joy and the excitement of acceptance.
Yes.
Right now, you're still a little focused on the disappointment of it not coming through, of being rejected.
Right.
Right.
I'll refocus in the positive, yeah, in
yes,
what I want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Feel into what it feels like when you put it out there and people go, God, you're amazing. You're so worth it. We're so happy you came forward about this. Yes, we want to acknowledge you. It's time. I mean, play pretend.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, that's the energy that will create what you want. That's being
right.
in alignment.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
One
baby.
Thing I
Thanks.
Wanted to tell you, I wanted to say, I was looking into Think and Grow Rich just this last week.
Well, you see how we're all in tune here.
Isn't it amazing?
Pick it up.
I am. Oh, well,
and
yeah.
And do it. You have to apply it.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paula. Oh, my God. I love how in sync we all are. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm fabulous. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm ready to attract a relationship, and I wanted to know if I'm having any blocks.
Yes, there's two. Sheets, but give me a song, please.
I want to dance with that woman.
Okay. First of all, the first thing is, pardon my French, but this is the way it's coming in. You've had a lot of shitty relationships. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. See, so you've got to get back into the energy of dancing with awesome relationships. Dancing with the guys and the type of relationship that you want. And the second thing is, they're saying, what are you ready, willing, and able to give also in this relationship that you want?
I'm always the giver. I think I have an issue with receiving.
Okay. Then what you want to give is the part of yourself that is willing to receive. Because if you're not giving that part of yourself, you will continue to attract guys who are takers.
Okay,
you,
so what does that mean?
Like, well, Katie, if you walk into a room of eligible guys and you go, hi, I'm looking for a relationship. I really want a guy to be with. But I just want to tell all of you, I can't receive anything. So this is a one-way street, and you just have to receive from me. That's the way it is. How many of guys do you think that want healthy relationships are going to step forward and go, okay, let's have a relationship?
None.
You see, you've got to be the other person that you want to have this relationship with. In a relationship, in a healthy relationship, people receive and give equally. So I'm complete and you're complete, and we come together in our completeness to share.
I think I have I don't know if it's guilt or shame about receiving, or when certain people give me certain things.
Well, it's about knowing you're good enough, honey.
Okay.
So choose to know you're good enough to receive the love from the person that you're wanting to bring in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can do this. This is easy. Go down that list that I gave you at the beginning and do it around relationship. All right. Love you. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Michael, I'm going to squeeze you in here. What's up, buddy?
Yes, actually your whole show has been responding to this question, but I'd like to ask anyway. Could you talk about maintaining focus?
Absolutely. There's a couple of fabulous webinars on holding the focus also, Michael. But there's a lot of reasons, different reasons that different people don't hold the focus. But the biggest reason you drop out of focus, guys, is because you take a hit, which is opposite of what you're trying to create. For example, three times in a row, they called me for parts, put this down on tape. I was off working, so it took a lot of effort. As soon as I got the tape put together, I got the call that they'd given the job to somebody else. And it happened 3 days ago, and I lost it. I totally got switched. I dropped out of my power, and my focus became those jerks instead of, okay, what is it then that I need to tweak so that I hold my focus on what I want and continue to feel good about it? Now, what it was in my case and what it is in a lot of your cases when this happens is something happens in your life that makes you feel you don't have control over your own creation. And then you go into your little boy or little girl stuff. You go into reaction. You move out of creation. It happens to all of us. Don't worry about it. It's not going to screw your life up as long as you get yourself back into alignment with it. So is this sounding familiar in your life?
Yeah, you're on target as usual.
Well, thanks, Michael. So, you know, guys, we're getting a lot of curveballs. And the way the country is being led is not helping. It's presenting chaos. It's presenting fear. It's presenting the illusion of non-control. Don't buy into it. Look away from it and keep focused on what you want. Again, back to the desire that we talked about at the beginning of the program. Write it down. Read it every day. That will help bring your focus back to what you want. Did I answer your question, Michael?
Yes, I've been doing some of your recent statements morning and evening since January. It's useful.
And my question is, do you see a shift happening in you?
Yeah, I do. Yes, this is the first time I've been able to hold focus on statements like that ever in my life. And I read Napoleon Hill many years ago, and I didn't understand what I was reading.
Yeah, read it again.
But
now.
I have to go back now because I'm sure it'll be a totally different book.
It will be simple for you now, they're saying. Simple.
Yes!
Yeah. Simple and really empowering. All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. I want you there. I want you there. This Wednesday, being switched. You know, if you've ever done another webinar, the amount of information we bring in is staggering. Okay, staggering. And besides, we have so much fun. So I will see you on Wednesday. If you want to inquire about this last spot in Creation Station, please write me and do what they gave us to do today. I mean, I know I took it from a book, but this was the channel's suggestion that I lead you all through this, because many of you will not read the book. That's what I was told. So I'm doing what I told. I love you. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me more. Because I know that's what it's all about. Love you guys. See you next week.